Good morning. You're listening to KSUB, the radio station of Seattle University, and we're going to begin a program which I call Cultural Relativity. We're going to be listening to some international students here at Seattle University, and they're going to be sharing a little bit of their culture with us. And we're going to begin with a student from China. Good morning, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Okay, so you're going to tell us a little bit about Chinese culture, right?
Okay, yeah, right. Chinese is an ancient country with a 5,000 years history. We have developed a lot of cultural value over the 5,000 years. Today, I'm going to introduce three prominent general cultural value in China. One general cultural value in China is Li, which means ceremonial respect for one's ancestors. Li always reflect two aspects. The first is showing respect to our ancestors. Chinese family visit their ancestors' graves and clean up the tombs during the Qingming Festival, which falls in April 5th. On that day, we cook special food for our ancestors and bring it to ancestors' graves. And the food is not such special, but it's just ancestors' favorite food when they were alive. We also kneel down in front of ancestors' tombs and pray for their protection. The other aspect of Li is filial piety. Confucius said, "Bai shan xiao wei xian," which means that among the many good human traits, filial piety is most important. Consequently, we have to take care of our parents when they get old. We should visit them often, even if we are busy. In fact, recently the Chinese government has made a law to promote filial piety. It will soon be illegal if you not regularly visit your parents. It will not send you to the jail, but it might charge you some money. Another general cultural value in China is Ren, which means kindness. Confucius said, "Ji suo bu yu, wu shi yi ren." This means you should never impose your beliefs on anyone else, and it is good to forgive others. For example, during a conversation, we shouldn't point out others' mistakes directly. We should always track for way to point out their errors, or you can talk with them about this delicate matter privately. The last point I want to talk about is humility. Chinese think that there is always someone better than you, and that humility can encourage us progress. So humility is necessary. I have a friend named Tina. She has played piano for 15 years and won several championships in competition. But every time people ask her how she plays the piano, she always answers them with just so-so or not too good. We think humility can make people feel reliable. Li, Ren, and humility are three important cultural values in China. They are also two criteria for evaluating people's character in China. If you want to be considered a good man, you had better manifest these three values.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Wow, that's interesting. In particular, the point you made about filial piety. I guess they take filial piety very seriously in China. I'd be really curious to hear about the details of this new law. Mm-hmm. How often do you have to visit your parents, and what is the fine if you, if you don't visit your parents often enough?
I think you'd better at least twice a month. It depends on your parents' feeling. If your parents want you visit them every week, I think you'd better do that.
So it just depends on the parents. Wow,
yeah.
That's... Of course, if you don't live very close to them, that might be hard, but...
Maybe some parents will have kindness, they will forgive you.
Oh, there you go. So, mm-hmm. The kindness comes into play there. All right, well, thank you very much, and we'll be back in a moment with another hearing from another international student.